You're listening to the G Spot. The G is for geek. Only on Project Nerd.
Hey!
It's us. S and D.
What's up? All right, it's Sarah Cosmama.
And it's DK.
How are you doing today, D?
So good, because I'm really excited about this topic we're discussing.
It's going to be good. Yeah. We can just get right into it if you're nervous about not having a good intro to talk about.
Yeah.
I will say, real exciting, this is the last podcast I'm recording before I'm heading off to San Diego Comic-Con.
What?
You should be a little jelly. It's going to be a good time. It's the 50th anniversary, so I'm stoked.
I'm as jelly as those rats in the beginning of Stranger Things Season 3.
What? What a segue!
That was even unplanned, so I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for that.
You're getting good. It's some good improv. I'm going to yes and you.
Yes and. Talk about these Dungeons and Dragons.
All right. So Season 3 of Stranger Things, by the time this episode comes out, you all should have had enough time to see it, so I don't give a shit about spoilers.
I swear to God, if you haven't seen it, just delete your life, okay? What are you even doing?
This show is so fucking good for so many fucking reasons. I can't.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, God. I can't. I'm Hopper every day, and I'm just like living my life as Hopper, although I'm not Hopper.
You're not Hopper? I can't. All right. So can I tell you, like, one of the most amazing things, like, I haven't met anybody who doesn't like the show. Like, people who don't even normally like this kind of stuff, and there's like no gratuitous sex, there's no gratuitous violence, there's no shock factor. Like, the show just like relies on good writing. Yeah. And isn't that like, that's all you fucking need?
And phenomenal acting.
Oh, those kids.
Oh my God, they picked the best kids possible.
Absolutely.
Show. And even like the adults and the young adults, like everyone is perfect.
Dude, this was like Winona Ryder's comeback. Like, how amazing. I think she's the best in the entire show, the best actress.
Oh, my God. I mean, she does such a great job of being, like, nervous and anxious and just, like, jittery in those first few seasons. And then she's kind of, like, chill with Bob and she's kind of calming down. And then I felt like in season three, she was, like, she was still calmed down. Like, she wasn't as, like, obviously her son wasn't missing, but still a bunch of crazy shit was happening. But she seemed a little more like level-headed and like cool and collected.
You can tell like the characters grew, like they're growing from there. I mean, we could talk about this. There's a couple of moments in there with her that, so if you know how she has that big blow up where she has like two big blow ups when she yells at what's his face, like the private PI, when they go to his, do they bring the Russian to his like secret fortress?
Quote. Oh yeah, Bauman.
Yeah, and she has that big blowout, and then they're like, "Oh yes, ma'am." And they had that blow. She did blow out again when she was on the phone with the American government. And I remember like thinking like, I don't know how I feel about the second blowout, because like just 30 minutes ago we had another one, so I kind of felt it lost the comedy. But then we had the rule of three. You know what I'm talking about? The rule of three. And then Bauman, like, what's his name again? Oh my God.
Bauman
blew up on her, and she got like a big old fat taste of her own medicine. And I was like, that was some comedy gold. That was like a classic trifecta, and that shit worked.
Oh, shiznit.
Did I just...
Oh, God, everything worked. I'm sorry. It's like, I have nothing bad to say about this show. So if you want a critique for me, I'm sorry, guys. It's not coming.
What'd you think about all the style, the clothes this season?
Oh, my God, so good. I did buy a Hawaiian shirt so I could do a casual Hopper cosplay, because that's what I do. And then, oh my God. So, did you see everything was amazing. I loved Hopper's Hawaiian shirt. Joyce always dresses kind of low key, so she looks like she could be, you know, in a 90s grunge band.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Wheeler, just living her best life in the 80s. And then fucking Nancy always looks good because her mom always looks good. And all the boys just look like...
Yeah, I love that their clothes are like true 80s. It's not like a satire of the 80s.
Yeah.
And I love that all the kids dress their age. How fantastic is that? Like, even like when 11 had her big like makeover, she looked great, but she still picked like clothes that were like what a middle school kid would wear.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't around in the 80s, but she looked... I feel like 11's makeover was like the most 80s thing in the show. It was like the most like, oh my God, this is 80s. Cause she went to a store and it was like, and that
the material girl playing and all that.
The really colorful shapes and designs on her outfit. So it was very like, that was like the only thing that was like, oh my God, we're in the 80s.
Well, you know, that also, that whole, that's a comment on the rise of the mall era. You know about that in the 80s?
No.
Malls, when malls, like there was, they call it the era of the mall, where it became this like cultural phenomenon, and like everything that happened in the show was true. Like it closed down a bunch of stores, mm-hmm. but like the mall is where you went to the movies to just hang out. Like that's how we got the movie Mall Rats, you know, Kevin Smith's Mall Rats. Like this was like a generational thing. So we were really, I really appreciated us being able to see like where we were in the 80s, like what part of the 80s were we in. We're getting close to the 90s, according to this show.
Well, it was only 85, I think, when this season takes place.
How do you know?
Because I looked it up, and it was all...
I looked it up. I'm a nerd. I read books.
Well, the Coke product placement, which was so gratuitous, and I was like...
New Coke?
I would be, like, upset, but I was like, it fits. I don't even care. It fits. But the Coke, the new Coke that Dusty was talking about came out in 85 and it was like a big deal, I guess. And so that's why they were like making it a big deal.
Yeah.
So they were like, ooh, Coke. Now you know it's 1985 because it's new Coke.
New Coke. Ding.
Which apparently was shittier, I guess.
Uh-huh. Did you know that was Gary Busey's son, one of the newspaper guys?
One of the newspaper guys?
So, like, the dick that was, like, the blonde newspaper guy who was a dick to Nancy, always called her Nancy Drew. I kept looking at him, and I was like, this guy looks so fucking familiar.
Yeah.
So he was in Starship Troopers and a bunch of other, stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he Gary Busey's son? And I was right, he was. So that was kind of cool having that guy in there.
I didn't know Gary Busey bred, so holy shit, first of all.
Second of all. Leave Gary Busey alone. It's not his fault. Leave him alone. Leave Britney alone.
Leave Busey alone. that guy looked totally familiar, and I was like, I couldn't place him, so... Starship Troopers, that's it.
Yeah.
And sure other stuff. He's always like a kind of bad guy or like morally unsure guy.
Well, you know what I noticed? And maybe I mean, this entire series is an homage to like horror and adventure films. But I like that they always kind of bring people in and they seem to somehow relate to what's happening in that season. So when I realized that was the guy from Starship Troopers where they're fighting like giant bugs and like this like invasion, I just like laughed because I was like, oh my God. It's like when they had Sean Astin in the second season.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate, it may not have been on purpose, but I feel like nothing those brothers do is like not.
Oh yeah. So meticulous. Like, let me just say that Game of Thrones had a fucking coffee cup in their shot and fucking like buckles and zippers and water bottles. You wouldn't see that in Stranger Things because every single shot, they're like, it's so meticulously planned out. Their mise-en-scene is so perfect and they know exactly what they want. And it's like the editing crew. I mean, there were some continuity errors, which I saw just because that's the kind of person I am. And it's super annoying, but it like everything looked perfect. And I was just like, oh my God, it's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. we could do a back and forth. What inspiration, what movies did you see?
Okay, so what popped out at me first was the Terminator vibe from that Russian guy in the leather jacket with the Arnold look and the Arnold hair. The only thing he was missing was freaking sunglasses. And he's just silently walking and trying to kill Hopper and Alexei. And he's like, just like that driving force throughout. Mm-hmm. That was like the first thing. Then, of course, the Thing.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Yes, keep going.
With all that, like, you know, gross body, just like grossness. What is that called? Body horror. And it was just like blowing up and coming back together. And it's just disgusting. And then, I don't know, there's like every 80s kids movie where like all the kids are just fearless and they're ready to go into any situation. Like, I don't know exactly what movie they were pulling from there, but it's just like...
The Goonies, but that's pretty much Goonies all three seasons.
Yeah. Although I got more Goonies vibes from like season 2.
Same.
And it was like heavier in that season, I feel like. But then, I don't know. Of course, there's like inspiration from that because it's a group of kids going on an adventure. So
yeah, have you ever seen an Invasion of the Body Snatchers? You can say no. But that's exactly what the idea of the aliens taking over. Yeah. And there's been like versions of that throughout movie history. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. Mm-hmm. A little bit of The Blob, which is like an old school one.
Oh, yeah.
You know another one I really got? Jaws.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just think because we forget because there's no water, but that whole like 4th of July summer vacation, like everything's okay, everything's fine, and the corrupt politician.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And then I got, maybe it is just because of the carnival and like the summer vacation kind of vibe and the way the villains mm-hmm. were this season, but I got a little bit of the Lost Boys too.
Oh, if only they had a concert with a jacked shirtless dude singing up on stage. Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. And Lost Boys itself is like an amazing horror film. So any ode to that, I'm like, oh God. That's the only film Keith O'Sullivan is hot in.
Well, he was like young.
Yeah, he's been in young and lots of stuff. I mean, it's not like I'm seeing, what is the other one, that the sad one, Stand By Me? I'm like, oh, so hot. Like, he plays a villain in almost everything he does. Hot, but that's, villain. Yeah, maybe it's just the vampire thing. We all know. But
well, now he's redeeming himself. Saving the president and saving hostages.
I have that show. I'm sorry. It looks so boring. I haven't even looked at it.
Wait, which show? The president show?
Was it First of the State? What's it called?
Yeah. It's not Designated
Survivor. Designated Survivor.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you talking about 24?
Well, he was in 24 too, of course. But yeah, he's like saving people in that. Oh, it was a Designated Survivor.
It was.
Like,
I'm right. You're wrong. Move on.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
But I was actually looking at like all of the influences that is it Duffer? I hope it's Duffer Brothers and not Duper mm-hmm. Brothers. Okay, good. I don't want to mispronounce these things. But I did see that one of their big influences for like the upside down world was Silent Hill, which really? Is, if you know anything about me, is that I love those games.
Mm-hmm.
But because like Silent Hill is a dark reflection of our world and the upside down is like basically the same thing. It's just like our world, but dark and gross and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's really cool. And even the Demogorgon was modeled off of a Monsters from the Silent Hill game, which, I mean, it's not a far stretch if you've played the games or even watched the movie. There's like grotesque creatures in that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I didn't know. So it's like just one more on the G scale.
First of all, I think we all know Stranger Things is a gold on the G scale. Okay. And I have
like GG.
I have a level G boner right now for how good that show is. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
I'm going to have to give it another G.
Another G. It is a six. What is the six G?
No. It's a GG.
It's a GG.
A good game.
It's a gold. Oh my God. So good.
Double gold, man.
The one thing though, I mean, it wouldn't be us. It wouldn't be me if I didn't bring up something surreal. It's died down more this season because I think the backlash was so strong second. But I'm really tired of people sexualizing those children actors.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I mean, as that whole thing with Drake and Billy.
What's her name? God. Bobby.
Millie. There we go. I got the B and the M.
Yeah.
Whoops. BM me. Whoops.
Yeah, that was so creepy.
And Drake was like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah. Well, I feel like, because he was a child actor. Mm-hmm. Grassy, so I feel like he could be not hopefully to the scale of Michael Jackson, but like his mentality has been stunted at like teenage years. And so he's like, he never had those teenage years or those young years. So he's got to like hang out with young kids and like try to relive it or whatever the hell like child actors go through. And then they go off the deep end and get into drugs and Lindsay Lohan themselves.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if maybe it's that, because like I would really hope he's not another pedophile. Like,
yeah, and I also wonder too if maybe like Bigu kind of mentioned the child actor thing that he didn't even like understand what he was doing was wrong, which is even worse. Like, these are not excuses for his behavior. Like,
no,
100%. I'm so glad that people wrote like bitch slapped him, and was like. Like, what the hell was that? And then there were, oh God, I should just pull up this show because I'm going to mess up all of the actors' names. But,
stage names?
Mike, the stage names, please.
Yes.
Yeah, when that model was making those comments about Mike from Stranger Things, and like people had to like yell at her, Finn Wolfhard, and they were like,
oh, okay.
What did she say? Oh, she goes, oh, hit me up when you're 18. Like, and that was like on. It was Twitter or Instagram, like, for all the world to see.
Yeah, you need to not be thirsty on social media because it's there forever. Even if you delete it, someone has it.
Yeah,
it's always there.
You know, you should also just not be thirsty towards children.
Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't believe in child brides. Yeah.
I didn't know about this model thing.
Yeah, she apologized pretty quickly and backed off. And, like, she doesn't even know him. It wasn't, like, essentially like the Drake thing. Like,
yeah,
she was just, like, a rando. And I don't know how famous she was. She was a model. That's all I knew about her. So maybe she didn't have enough. But, yeah, that whole situation was very weird. I wonder if the other kids are going to start doing more.
I hope so. I mean, they're so good. I feel like... Well, Millie Bobby was in the new...
Godzilla. I meant more not Millie and Finn, the other kids. I don't know. It might be hard for Gaten to get some stuff because he's got
kind
such
a... pigeonholed.
Yeah. And that disease he has with his teeth is real.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see when he opens his mouth, you like see his gums.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, didn't they give him teeth and like... The second season?
Yeah, he's got a little bit more too. They're still coming in. And now it's like they're coming in. That's the show. Yeah.
He's maturing.
He's maturing.
He's a mature boy.
Yeah, and how about Mike's mom almost having that affair? I was like,
oh, yeah. Okay, it's okay to sexualize Billy and Steve and...
God, well, they're adults. They're like real life adults.
Yeah. They're like grown ass people. So
yeah.
Like, all right.
And we're not saying that people of the podcast world that they're teenagers. We're talking about like the real actor. The real actor is a grown ass adult.
Who are definitely of age.
Yeah, you know what? So Joe Keery, who plays Steve, I never thought he was attractive. And this is the first season where I kind of liked him. He's still not 100% my taste, but I was like, this is a good looking guy. Like, I don't know, maybe because he hit the ground so hard. Maybe I enjoyed him suffering and I was like, good, mellow out a bit.
Well, I didn't think he was so bad in the first season. Like, okay, he's a shitty high school boyfriend. Like, that's what to expect.
Now, the minute he, like, wrote, like, she's a slut and all that, or, like, I don't know, all that stuff, like, she slept with him, and, like, I was, ugh. Yeah. Immediately did not like him. Did not like him right away.
Jonathan. I always forget Jonathan's freaking name.
Jonathan is Charlie Heaton.
Yes.
So, do we gonna talk about Ethan Hawke's daughter?
I mean, we can. I like every time I see a new actor or new actress, I'm like, oh, good for them. Like someone coming up, you know, they made it through the system and they finally got their big break. And I'm like, good for you, girl. Like, I've never seen you before. I'm happy that someone finally made it. And then it's like, oh, it's so-and-so's relative. And I'm like, isn't it always some other famous person's relative? Like, I should just stop thinking that there's new people out there. It's just someone else's relative.
Well, you know, the girl that played Lucas's sister, she is related to the Demogorgon. They're like third cousins. So it's all who you know.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
the Demogorgon. Gonna hook her up.
God, Demogorgon, you know, he's one of the highest paid actors. He makes a lot of money.
No, it's what's his name? Andy Serkis in there.
Is that really Andy Serkis? No, it's not. That motherfucker, I would have believed you. I would have been like, yeah, it sounds right. Like,
yeah, then he would have been the highest paid actor.
Oh god, yeah, they couldn't have, they don't have Andy Serkis money, do you?
Now
that he's showing his face and stuff too, like it's too late. He's crossed over. He made it. He crossed over.
He's done an amazing job.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that whole thing, that whole show was so good. What do you think about the whole smoking controversy?
I mean, I don't think kids are like, yeah, I want to be like Jim Hopper and smoke a cigarette. Like, if Steve were doing it, I'd be like, okay, maybe that's, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn because it's like they're teenagers in movies. And if it's in the 80s, they're going to smoke because that's what the cool kids did. So
Sorry. I'm just really passionate about this. So I'm about to blow up. Shut the fuck up, people of the world. This is censorship. And I fucking hate it. Like, I do believe there needs to be boundaries and there needs to be real things, but smoking, a consensual grown-ass adult smoking a cigarette is, get the fuck over it. I can't, I'm sorry if you disagree with me, like everybody, but I can't handle that. Yeah, first of all, it was the 80s. Everybody fucking smoked. Even if we knew it was bad for them, like everybody smoked. People smoked left and right in the 70s. Like people were still smoking pregnant in the 80s.
In the show, like they're going into places and Hopper's smoking in the restaurant. And I'm like, that's how prolific it was. Like you could smoke in restaurants 10 years ago. So it's like people didn't give a fuck. They were like, I'm on a smoking section.
And yeah, and they were grown as adults that were like under stress. A lot of times when they were really smoking, they were like, you know, talking about something serious, trying to come up with a plan. Like they were stressed the fuck out. It wasn't like they were lighting up or they were running through the Russian tunnels. Like everything was appropriate. Yeah. Okay. And I know what Billy smoked, but he's a bad guy. Like only, yeah.
But he's the cool bad guy. He was smoking those cigs, wearing those jean jackets.
Also, I really like the art and I feel like, you have to find something because you just can't be us talking about how amazing it is.
Okay.
One thing you would fix. A whole season, all three seasons.
All three seasons? I'd probably add another female character.
Ooh, what would you want to do?
Well, okay, so they have three little white boys, and then they're like, okay, we're going to throw in one black kid for some diversity. And it's like, I get it that, like, a neighborhood in the 80s would be predominantly white or whatever. But like they couldn't have made like Dusty a girl, like, or Will even, like Wilhelmina, like something like, cause there's, it's like, you've got Joyce in like the first season. It's like Joyce, who is just a scatterbrained, you know, anxiety ridden, worried mom. And then you have Eleven, who's this psionic creature who can do shit with her mind. And she's got a shaved head and she's just getting out of this lab where she's been held for years. So it's like, you just have, oh, and then you have Nancy, I guess. And she's kind of like the ditzy high school girl who just wants to fit in and be popular. And her friend Barb, who just dies.
Really sad.
So it's like, I don't know. They could have maybe added another girl, or maybe even made Jonathan a girl so that Will had an older sister instead. And then Nancy could be a lesbian with her. I don't know. No.
Yeah.
Although I will say I do like that Maya Hawk, what's her name?
The redhead?
No. Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Maya. Yeah, Maya Hawke.
Yes, but her name in the show, which is escaping me. Robin. I do like that she isn't like she is a love interest, but then she's like, I'm not into you that way. And Steve's like, okay, we can be friends. And he's not like, oh, you lesbian. And he's like, he's not mad about it. He's just like, okay, we can be friends. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
That dynamic went.
Yeah. I want, okay, so that episode in season two where she goes off is like Chicago and she meets her sister who also has powers and all of that. I feel like we got into that too soon, or maybe she should have found her and then backed off, because I really do like this idea of like 11 or is it 10 more, or, you know, superpower people out there. Maybe only a few, maybe the others died. I don't know. I really like that idea, and I wish we could have gotten more of that. And I don't know. I would love to have like season 4 or season 5, like, you know, what if she, you know, we have to pull an X-Men and go recruit some people to like save the world, or like figure that out, or maybe they find each other. I don't know. I would have liked that to be touched on even just a little bit in season 3, even if we weren't going to do anything with it, just so we don't pretend like it didn't happen. Cause it seemed like Elle just came back and never talked about it.
Yeah. And there was, I do feel like it was a little soon. Like it was a cool concept to throw in there, but then it was like, we're going to do it kind of like right after you meet 11 and she's like turning out to be a normal kid. And then she suddenly runs away and finds this other girl who was there kind of out of the blue. I mean, I still loved it, but it was a little bit out of the blue. And yeah, it did feel a little rushed. And then like, okay, she trained with her like Yoda, and then she comes back to Hawkins and is like, all right, I'm here now, and forget about my sister. Like, she's gone. Like, whatever. I don't know. Maybe if her sister had a bigger part and then they incorporated their relationship a little bit more, and maybe even in season 3, they were like, oh, they still keep in touch, you know, telepathically or whatever.
Yeah.
Elle kind of like checks up on her and she can, you know, do the eye covering thing and go see her, and like they can see each other or something, and maybe like call on her for help if they needed it. Like, just kind of incorporate that there's more 11s out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of have that dynamic more. But maybe they will in season 4. Who knows?
Yeah, just really good. So there's some things. I really want that other one to pay off.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I also don't want Hopper to be, spoiler alert, dead.
If we remember the movie rule, if we don't see them die, then they're not dead.
I know. That's what I thought, because I was like, okay, I don't see a blob of flesh on the ground. I'm thinking he jumped into the crack in the wall, and maybe Four is going to be like, we got to find Hopper in the Upside Down. We got to open this portal again kind of deal, which I would be all about because I love Hopper. But I don't know how he could have survived that otherwise.
Yeah.
It's very ambiguous.
Oh. All right. So I have some fun Stranger Things facts here. Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
All right. So in season two, the Duffers had to actually ask permission from Ivan Reitman, who directed the Ghostbusters, permission to use the costumes.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They
boogered
those
boys. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. And it's funny we brought this up. When the kids auditioned, they read sides from Stand By Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I know what it's about.
Oh, dude. It's a good movie. You need to... You're supposed to... Yeah, you need to get on that. Well, I think we all know this, which is my favorite reasons, because I make monsters. The Demogorgon is animatronic.
Oh, it's not a person in there?
Well, it's a combination. Like, it's practical effects.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No wonder it looks so good.
That's really funny. I didn't know this. The Duffers had asked Warner Brothers if they could direct a remake of it, which I think they did, didn't they?
No. That was a different guy who's directing it.
Well, they tried.
Andy.
Who?
Andy Muschietti or something is the guy.
Andy Muschietti.
It's something like that. Muschietti. Yeah.
apparently in the show, Nancy's in love with Tom Cruise, and so that's why Steve's hair is like that. He does that because she likes Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she have a Tom Cruise poster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's before we all knew what a monster he was.
He's not a big monster.
Tom Cruise is a...
Oh, Tom Cruise. I thought you were talking about Steve.
I was like, let's have a talk about, like, the slave labor and how he brainwashes children to hate their mother and how Katie Holmes had to get a divorce in super secret for fear of losing her child.
Yeah, okay. We'll get into that in another episode. All right, man. Tom Cruise episode.
I don't want to give that. I don't want to give him an episode. That whole situation. The only time Will Smith ever disappointed me was when I discovered that he was a secret Scientologist, and he's not even a secret. He's so obvious about it. Yeah, I can't. Now I'm worked up about Tom Cruise and the shitty mummy movie.
All right, think about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Yeah.
Picture the theme in your mind's eye.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So Barb, that was her very first acting role ever.
Wow.
All right. And then to get...
Good for you, Barb.
Barb. It's the never-ending story. I need that to be the intro to this episode. Yeah. Iggy, make it happen. I need... And not the... the original, like the you can listen to the version of Dusty and his GF singing it, and it's fucking gold.
I want to hear it.
Not right now.
Yes, now, Dusty Bun.
Susie Poo, this is urgent.
Yes, you're saving the world. I heard you the first time, but Ged is also saving Earthsea, and he's about to confront the shadows, so this is Susie signing off.
Wait. Okay.
Look at what you see in her face.
The mirror of your dream.
Make believe I'm everywhere. Give it in the light. Written on the
about that scene? Did you watch Neverending Story? I grew up with that movie.
I have seen parts of it, but as a bad nerd that I am, I have not sat down and watched the entire thing.
Oh my God, Falcor, the luck dragon. Oh my God, that I quote that movie for days. Oh my God, you know what? You better get ready, because the scene with Atreyu when he loses his horse, that shit's
gonna fuck you up. One of the reasons I don't want to watch it as an adult, because I know that happens, and I'm like, it's not gonna fly with me, buddy. Like,
oh, and he's like, you have to try, and the horse just gives up. And then, you know, Bastion doesn't believe, and the Empress has to scream, cry my name. Let's just talk about now. This is an episode about the never ending story. Answer to a never
ending story. All right. No, we're Stranger Things.
All right. So Millie didn't want to cut her hair short, so they had to use pictures of Charlize Theron from Mad Max to convince her she was still going to be pretty.
Oh, I mean, Charlize Theron is beautiful with any kind of hair.
Oh, yeah. She's got that on lock. Also, yeah. I'm pretty sure she's a vampire, because I don't know how she...
So beautiful.
Yeah.
She killed her dad. So that's how she is everlasting life.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
I will make it happen. And the blood of a virgin.
Father.
Yeah. All right. They actually did a grain, like an 80s filter over the show. So that's why it has like a more of a nostalgic view. Like, they don't want it to be super clean HD.
Oh, good. Yeah, I do like that. You can kind of tell it's not like super high HD. It's like, oh, it's very nice. It's pleasing to the eyes.
Yeah, it's just enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And then my final and favorite one, Hopper, his hat, they had him wear that all the first season because it was their nod to Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, boy. Now, if you want to talk about Indiana, I'm there.
Oh, my God, let's not. We can talk about the first three, but we don't talk about the last one.
I like the last one. Everyone else can suck it.
What?
I like Aliens.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong in Indiana Jones. Oh my God. When I remember in the theater, so excited for this movie. And then the first shot when it's like the box and it's like Roswell, New Mexico. I remember I leaned over to my friend and I was like, if this movie is about fucking aliens, and that is when the Scientology George Lucas died inside of me. I was like, damn it, like, why does everything have to be back to like space? Why can't we just have, like, that's what made it so good. We had Star Wars and we had Indiana Jones. We had two separate things. They both could have been good. We didn't need to mix them, and we didn't need fucking aliens.
Well, Indiana Jones didn't mix with Star Wars in the last movie.
It's the same mix. Like, why can't we just have different realities? Why does space have to exist? Why can't everything be, like, mythic and magical?
I don't know, Sarah. Why does space have to exist?
I don't... Not in this world. I mean, it could be around. We don't need it. We have enough sci-fi. That's when they stopped making those. That's why they pulled George Lucas out of all the new Star Wars films, because everything was all fucking, like... He just got...
Fact for everyone. So, Karen Wheeler is Nancy's mom. And Joyce Byers is in this show. And then we had Barb in season one. And let me just tell you that through marriage... all mother-in-laws that I have one named Karen, I have one named Joyce, I have one named Barb, and I have one named Nancy. Okay?
Why do you have four mother-in-laws?
Because one of my in-laws' mothers got divorced, and so they have two.
That's still only three. That should only be two. Are you talking about mother figures?
No. Mothers and mother-in-laws. And I have several in-law siblings who have other spouses who have mothers. So it's an extended mother-in-law circle.
That's a bit of a stretch. No, okay. What?
It's not a stretch. All my mother-in-laws have these names. And it's awesome.
Okay. Which, all right, here we go. Here's a tough one, okay?
Yes.
All right. So we have season 3 of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the new It film. Which one did you like better?
Wait, the new It film that came out a year ago.
Yeah, that's why we have to compare. It's what we got. You got to compare them.
Oh my God, it's so old. And
yeah, but it's like the same. It's kind of the same vein. That's why I'm comparing
it. It is the same vein. Like kids, a group of friends going up against this ultimate evil. Yeah, I get the It vibes from it too. But I don't know, man. It's like they're both the same level of really good, except I have a weird thing for Pennywise, so maybe.
Well, he is a Skarsgård, so they're doing pretty well.
But not, I don't like Bill Skarsgård, but just as himself, just Bill.
Oh, just damn, burn on Skarsgård.
I'm sorry, Skarsgård, but.
All right, so we're going to pretend like one of the kids is the same actor. The kids of Stranger Things.
Yes.
And the kids from It. Which one is tougher? Now, who would win in a fight? Because that's not fair. Because 11.
The kids from It are tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad we don't. But I do think that if they got into a fight with each other, the kid from Stranger Things would win.
Well, they have 11. She's like the.
I think even without 11, I think they would win. I think they are like wily. They got their like fireworks and they're like smart. They've seen shit. They've been battled. They've seen battle.
I mean, some of the kids from It, they've seen a monster that eats other children and they've seen the gore that he produces in their town. And Stranger Things kids, they don't really see gore until season 3.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Anything else you want to say about Stranger Things, the never-ending story? La, 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 la. Sorry.
And I love Stranger Things. And if anyone has some critiques or whatever, I'm open to hearing it because I want to know more about Stranger Things and how other people see Stranger Things and other Stranger Things within Stranger Things. So,
leave it to me. Okay, great. All right, so that was quickie. When I come back, we'll be talking about all my adventures and we'll have a really good time talking about Comic-Con. It's going to be really cool. I'll be down there. I'm going to do my best to post stuff on our story, share cool things on our Instagram. So it's going to be a really good time. And I mean, this is going to be later. I have the honor of being a moderator and having some involvement in Colorado Springs Comic-Con. So I'm hoping we'll get some good interviews for that and we can bring on some fun stuff here to this podcast. Thanks so much, guys. And oh, wait, Dee, really quick, one more thing.
Yes.
It's the never ending story.
Such a good harmony, those two kids. It blew my mind.
Follow us at G-Spot Nerdcast on Instagram. I am at cosplay_mama, M-A-M-A. And then we have at DK Cosplay, DEECAY Cosplay.